from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great. I am with Jeff Rinaldo. Jeff, is your new position vice president of upstate operations for Vista Security Group?
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Vice President of
Jeff, we wanted to learn a little bit more about body cameras on police officers, especially since the recent officer-involved shooting in Orchard Park last Friday didn't involve any body cam footage. Can you just talk a little bit about your experience with body cams as former Buffalo police captain, and also speak a little bit to the pros and cons of having a body camera on a police officer?
Sure. So I think you see most major urban departments have deployed body cameras to their officers. What really kind of drives those decisions is, number one, and first and foremost, is budgetary. Camera programs are very expensive. There's not only the cost of purchasing the equipment, but there's also then legacy costs of maintaining all of the data and the video that you're going to be acquiring into a format or a cloud-based storage program that's going to be accessible not just for a short period of time, but possibly forever. So budgetary problems are definitely one of the major reasons police departments cite the inability to have camera programs. Number two, it's community-driven. A lot of communities are demanding that their officers wear cameras, and a lot of communities are not. So really, between your budgetary process, your community, as well as your contractual obligations between your union and the department, those are the three major things that departments have to evaluate before deploying one of these programs.
I know Orchard Park is one of the very few police agencies in our area that still do not wear body cams. 3 years ago, Assemblyman Pat Burke secured a $125,000 grant from the state that would have reimbursed the department if they purchased the body cameras and software for the program. Do you have any idea why the department would decline not to wear body cams? Does it kind of tie into what you were mentioning with the legacy costs?
I can't speak specifically for what went through Orchard Park's decision-making process, but I can tell you that based on what I believe the size of that department is, that amount of money would not necessarily be enough to purchase all of the equipment, the charging banks, as well as the continuing costs for the software program. There are a lot of grant programs out there. I know when I was at Buffalo and I headed up our body camera program, we were able to secure some grants that went specifically towards the purchase of the equipment, but it did not become a funding source year after year to pay for the continuing cost for the storage of all of that video. So again, you know, it's one thing to kick off and say, here you go to get running. It's another thing to say, you know, here's a funding source that you can count on year after year to pay for the ever-increasing cost for storage of that video.
Do you have, do police officers want to wear body cams? I feel like a majority of those in the police force would appreciate kind of having that layer of security.
I do. I think overall, you know, if you look at the statistics around not just locally, but around the country, you know, the cameras are 9 times out of 10 defending and proving that the officer's actions were justified. So as a police officer, it is always great to have a second set of eyes, that transparency level that proves that the, you know, actions you took were justified, especially in today's day and age where so many people question the police about whether or not what they did was right and wrong.
Would there be any reasons why, you know, police officers themselves wouldn't want to wear body cams?
Well, I think that you have to look at it in the sense of policing, and especially policing with a body camera, is one of the very few, if only, professions out there where we're asking professional people to have to record both audio and video every interaction they have with the people that they work with. You know, you might walk into a retail location, and yes, there's cameras in a drugstore, let's say, so yes, the employees are under surveillance, but it's not recording conversations, and it's not being used to scrutinize every activity that they engage in. Where in policing, we're basically, a lot of officers kind of feel like there's not enough trust in policing that now we feel that we have to record it and scrutinize every single interaction the police has with citizens. And that is a difficult standard, and it also can make officers feel like they're not being respected and or they're not being treated with the level of professionalism that they feel that they should.
I know a lot of, you know, town residents appreciate the transparency of police departments who have body cams. You know, studies have shown that it's proven to help ensure that trust. But do you think that it would be in the best interest for every police department to have body cams on their officers? Or, like you mentioned, does it come down to the size of the police department and the funds that they have available?
Well, I'll say this. Chiefs have a very tough decision to make when they're looking at not just body camera programs, but all the extra layers of basically unfunded mandates that are coming down. I know, again, in my time in Buffalo, when the new discovery laws came out, and suddenly within 24 hours, we had to produce every single document to the district attorney's office involved in arrest, where prior to that, you know, we had weeks and months and sometimes years, and sometimes none of that documentation was required. So, you know, as time is evolving here, we are seeing departments have to really, really scrimp together the pennies, as they say, to meet unfunded mandates. So things that are above and beyond that, things that are luxury items, things that are not just a mandate, but things that are discretionary, you have to really look at your budgets as well as your ability to sustain those items moving forward for quite some time. So it does come down to a matter of, am I going to pay salaries or am I going to purchase, whether it's body cameras or the latest, greatest gadgets that are out there for policing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.